You're killing me, Smalls. Today we're talking manifestation for the non-believers. Welcome to Business Mindset Mastery, my friends. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership coach. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And manifesting is something that I have been very hesitant to talk about on the show, mostly because I don't have an in-depth understanding of it myself. It's not something that I particularly spent a lot of time learning about and researching, but it is a topic that comes up a lot in the mindset space. So I have to toss my hat into the ring and join the conversation. But given my lack of, shall we say, formal education in it, I'm a little hesitant. So you're going to have to bear with me. We have a listener question that I think gives me an opportunity to offer some perspective on this whole universal intelligence manifestation conversation that often happens in the mindset space. So let's listen to today's listener question, and I will do my best to not run away so I can find you on the other side of this letter. Heather, do you believe in going into debt to make your dreams come true? I know you can't make decisions for me about my own finances, but I really do trust your opinion. I have the opportunity to attend a business building retreat for female entrepreneurs. It comes with a steep price tag, and honestly, I don't have the money in my bank account for even the airfare right now. In the sales call for the retreat, the host said that I have to believe that I will make the money back with the right tools, that I have to put my energy toward making that money, and I will, but if I focus on being broke, I am committing to a scarcity mindset, and I'll never make the money that I want to. I don't know what to think of all this manifestation stuff. I don't know how I'm supposed to manifest several thousand dollars into my account when clearly I need coaching to figure out how to do that. The host said that I have a lack mentality and that I need to change my focus. She, of course, also said that I would learn how to do exactly that if I attended her retreat. Why? Imagine that. This is a woman I've been following for a year and I like her. I think she's legit and she has a business pass. Let me start that one over. I think she's legit and she has a business path I want to repeat. I don't understand, however, how going into debt somehow proves to the universe that I'm serious about what I want. Do you have any experience in this or any thoughts? Okay, yes. I did do a podcast episode, I think actually it might not have even been in 2018. It might have been a 2017 episode of don't lose your rent for this or don't give up your rent for this. And it was the idea that I think a lot of times business coaches and entrepreneurial coaching programs talk about the fact that you have to take this big leap and you have to make a major commitment and you have to do the thing you're scared of. And that oftentimes in sales strategies, this ends up being a push to put money down on something that you don't actually have to make the money that you want later. And, you know, here's where I land on manifesting. I actually have been known, and people who listen to this show have probably heard me talk off the cuff and like an eye roll kind of manner about the idea of manifesting. And it's really not the idea of manifesting that I object to. What I strongly, strongly object to is this idea that we can sit and quietly in our own homes and say, I want to earn a six-figure income. I want to make $1 million. And the idea that the messaging around manifesting is such that if you believe it, it will come to you. If you just sit there and wish upon it, it will come to you. I don't at all agree with that, but I think people who subscribe to that theory have manifesting wrong. I think that manifesting and my own beliefs actually have a lot in common when you're doing it right. Because people who are talking about manifesting and this idea of, you know, I've heard it called universal intelligence, this idea of putting something out to the universe, putting out your intention, being mindful about what it is you want and being open to receiving it in whatever kind of way you want to. You know, when I was first exposed to this, it was through the book The Secret. And I was a mental health therapist in a small town in Massachusetts. And I was listening to all of these people who had been coming to me for a variety of problems, either job dissatisfaction, family dissatisfaction, marital discord, you know, issues with their bio families. And they kind of bought into this book and this belief that they could just put their wish out to the universe and magically have it happen. And I think that's where my disdain and my distrust for all things putting it out to the universe, you know, found itself. That being said, I think at the core, what manifesting and I have in common is about the idea that we have to believe it's possible, that we have to know intrinsically that our thoughts and our feelings, you know, sort of inform our behaviors, that if we don't believe we're capable of making a six-figure income, we're never going to make it. If we don't believe that we're worthy of making a six-figure income, we're never going to make it. And the reason for that is because when we have a worldview about the way we are or the way our life is, the way we move through the world is we only notice the things that are proof positive for the stories we're telling ourselves. So we will see every bounce check, we will see every rejection letter, we will see every unopened, unanswered email, you know, where we're advertising our services, and we will tell ourselves a story that that's proof positive that it works out for some people, it just doesn't work out for us. And if we are bringing a negative energy, a victim energy, a scarcity energy to our lives, to our businesses, then we are predetermining that result and we are creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. I absolutely positively believe that that's true. That's what manifesting and I have in common, because I don't think it's about sitting there and just wishing your life to be differently, to sort of kumbaya all of these positive results and you have no responsibility in that. And I think sometimes that that's the message that a lot of people put out there about manifesting. They make it sound so easy, when in actuality, if you are deciding that you are giving yourself permission to earn a high income, if you are giving yourself permission to have a life that's different from what's in front of you right now, you are taking actions to back that up. And that's what your salesperson on that call is saying. That, like, if you really believe this is possible for you, if you really believe I'm the coach to get you there, then you have to take the leap and believe that the net is there and that you will be okay. Because if you keep doing the same thing, you can't be expecting a different result. The issue around debt, the issue around going into debt for the thing we want. Wow, that's a fire starter of a conversation, and I really wish I didn't have to go anywhere near it, because I've been on both sides of the equation. I've been on the side of the equation where I invested money I didn't have because the business I wanted wasn't happening, and I didn't believe I had the skill set necessary to get myself from point A to point B, so I invested. Actually, you've heard me talk about her on the show, Jessica Lorimer. She's a sales coach out over at Smart Leaders Sell, and I invested in her course when I didn't have any money that my business was making, because I realized I didn't know how to sell and I didn't have an iron tight sales strategy, and my business was never going to move until I learned how to show up for myself, show up for my business, and learn how to sell in a way that came from integrity. So on a leap of faith, I put the course of her, you know, the course, her course for this on a credit card and just willed the money to come. And lucky for me, within 6 weeks after completing the course, I had paid it off. But that's not true for everybody. And this idea that you have to go into massive debt because you're, that means you're manifesting a big result, like, I take a little bit of issue with that. I think that's true for some people. It's true for the people who buy into it, because that ultimately is what manifesting is about. Taking our intentions, taking our beliefs, and turning them toward deliberate actions that will guarantee us and get us closer to the desired result. So if you purchase this course and you go into debt, but you're like, I'm really not so sure that this is the product for me, I'm really not so sure this is the course for me, then no, I don't think you're going to get your money back. And I think you would go into debt needlessly. If you believe that this is the exact course with the exact content that it's going to get me from point A to point B, then you start to make choices that illustrate that and create proof positive that that belief is true, because our thoughts and our feelings dictate the actions that we're, that we have. So what you really need to do, rather than asking yourself, do I believe I need to go into debt for this? Do I believe that this is my obstacle for getting what I want? What I would rather you ask yourself is this the person that without a doubt I believe can get me there? Do I see myself taking action and having buy-in to this coach and to her coaching experience? Do I believe that a retreat is the way that sets me up for the most success? Because here's the thing when it comes to investments. So often, these investment opportunities find us and end up in our newsfeed when we're not looking for them. We're just merrily going along, doing our own thing, and then somebody says, hey, you, this, smart, sexy, sassy retreat, we're heading off to this glorious place and you should come with us. This seat is reserved for you and you can't imagine the business you're going to have on the other side of it. And if you weren't thinking you really needed a vacation, or you weren't thinking you are particularly adept at learning in a group method, or you don't believe in concentrated learning for a week-long period of time, then you might be willing to spend money, but this might not be the thing to spend money on, that this might not be the thing you choose to invest in. So what I want you to do is move the question away, do I believe I go into debt for this, versus do I believe this is my missing link? And then if you absolutely believe it's your missing link, if you see it as the sort of the solution, the answer to your questions, are you willing to make a commitment to making it happen? Do you believe that if you show up, if you take action, if you follow directions, if you push through fear, if you do the worksheets, if you do all of that, that you will have the life you desire? If you do, it's my bias. And again, this is one of those episodes that should come with every liability disclaimer, warning, known to man on it, seek professional advice before listening. But it is my belief and it is my personal opinion that that might be something worth going into debt for. Because I do think sometimes that we have to invest in ourselves and invest in our businesses to get the desired result. And if we didn't have a problem, if we had all the answers, we wouldn't need the investment in the first place. So that, yes, sometimes I do think you have to stretch yourself a little bit. You have to make a commitment. But one of the things that I would encourage you to think about is, say this course, I closed the screen, I'm sorry, so I don't know how much now you said that this course was, but it's a few thousand dollars or whatever. I would ask you this, if you had to make $2,500 in the next 36 hours, what would you do? How would you go about making that money? Would you ask somebody, if they had a need for holiday help? Would you go around the neighborhood and see if anybody had odd jobs that you needed to do? Would you become an Uber driver? Would you, do one of those sort of shipped apps or a dog walking service? There's all kinds of apps that make it really easy for people to earn side money. What are the actions and what are the steps you're willing to take? Because that's the missing piece in the manifestation conversation, that it can't just be you believe in a new ending for your story. It also has to be that you are willing to take action when the universe puts it in front of you, when it says, hey, you, listen up, there's this opportunity, here's the door, you got to walk through it. And by walking yourself through this exercise, you can see how committed you actually are to the change process. That will help you see how coachable you are. That will help you see what your level of commitment to the life you say you want and the business you say you want. That might involve going into debt, but perhaps you decide, I'm unwilling to do this with debt, so I have to figure out a way to make the money. So what are you willing to do? How much money do you need to make? How much, how close are you to the goal? And what are you going to do to make that money back? What's your plan? And what's interesting about that is, Once you set the intention, once you set the plan in motion, that's when the whole, like, you know, universal intelligent piece comes along and you start to notice and see and scan for opportunities that are proof positive that this is in the, that this is in fact the investment that's right for you. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes you have to wait for it a bit, but that's how it works, is that if you make the commitment to the life you want, you're willing to take new actions, some of which might scare the bejesus out of you, but you are willing to show up. That is how you get closer to what you want through manifestation. Now, this isn't something I've gone to school for. This is something that I've maybe read 2 or 3 books tops on. So I am by no means an expert. This is not my area of expertise. This is not the kind of work I do. But I absolutely do believe in its power. But it only, you know, the caveat is that that means that in, by, you know, saying that it has power means you also have power to choose, and that it's your responsibility to choose and to take action on the doors that are opening for you in response to you setting your clear intention. Now, this is by all and no means a be all and end all conversation on manifestation, and nor am I looking to get into a huge debate about it with people. But I do want to start the conversation around the idea that what we say, what we think, and what we believe, the internal and the external stories we carry, absolutely do inform the endings to our story. They absolutely do have impact, because when data comes along that doesn't fit our story, we don't take it in. We don't sit there and go, huh, I didn't think I was good at anything, and now I'm looking at this test result that says I passed this test and I didn't even study. We don't even notice that test score because we automatically say, oh, the teacher must have been having an off grading day. Or we tell ourselves that we just got lucky, or it was a fluke, or but I can't do that twice in a row, because we reject the stories we're telling about ourselves. So the real challenge for you and other people listening is that, like, you have to decide what the story is that you're telling about yourself and your business. If you're seeing yourself as capable, but you just need some strategy. If you see the ending to the story in brilliant living color and you just need, you know, a couple of steps or some direction along the way, then this might actually be for you if you do that checks and balances and see that you have buy-in into this particular coach, into the modality, and you really believe you're going to get your missing pieces and what you need from this experience. But a lot of times that's the step that people skip, that they just want to run away to the easy answer, or they just want the quick fix or the magic pill, and that doesn't work. And that's where manifesting really fails people. It really doesn't work. You have to have buy-in. You have to have a commitment to changing your story, and you have to be willing to take new and inspired action to get closer to where you want to be. And if you're not ready for that, you're not ready for this course. Like, that much I can tell you, because that's how showing up looks like. It's saying, like, yes, I think this, yes, I feel this, but this is what I think is going to happen, and this is what I'm going for, and this is what I'm working toward. And if you just think that somebody's going to rescue you and somebody's going to save you and the universe is going to say, oh, you poor thing, you've been sitting there and you've been wishing for $100,000 a year for at least 3 years now and I haven't shown up for you, so here you go, here's your 100K, good luck with that, off you go. That's not the way it works. But when we make a commitment and we make a decision and we move beyond the goal process to the fact that it's happening, it's been decided, we're doing this, then suddenly the doors open and you can see opportunities that you still have to simply say yes to. I think if you look at this offer through that lens, you're going to be far more set up for success. This is a controversial topic, and in all honesty, I don't think I'm the best one to have this conversation. It's not always my bag of tea, but I do think that my views can complement for certain situations. So, you know, have a listen to what I have to say. I would check out some other people who are more in depth and talk more things about manifestation to see see if it resonates with you and if it connects. But ultimately, because I'm the person you sent the question to, I'm just going to challenge you to make a decision, to look at what you have buy-in into and move forward, because your thoughts and your feelings will determine your action. Thanks so much for taking a chance on me with this question. I have a feeling that you probably weren't sure where I was going to go with it. And I could definitely tell you I wasn't sure where I was going to go with it. But it's a good starter conversation to an important conversation that's happening in the mindset space. So thanks for taking a chance on me. I appreciate the opportunity to add my two cents to it. And again, like I keep saying this on the show and nobody's yet taken me up on it, but please do write back. Let us know what you decided. And maybe tell us like 3 months after the retreat how it turned out for you if you go, or what you've done since, you know, turning the retreat down, and we can see what manifestation in real time looks like. Thank you so much for your question today. If anybody else has a question and wants my two cents on your problem, please do find me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. The best pod comes from the best questions, and my inbox is approaching empty. So help me out, my friends. Send in your questions. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for today. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.